Good evening. How are we all? Welcome to FPL Happy Hour, Last Orders, and we're live.
There it is.
With myself, Rob, otherwise known as FPL Panda, and I'm joined with...
me, James, back again. The better looking partner for you this evening, Rob, so we'll forget about that West Ham fan. We can have a proper team that plays in claret and blue supporter tonight.
Yeah, he's not even skipped this to be at the game tonight. He's off gallivanting
around
Turkey. So he's probably like knee deep in mojitos or vomit right now. how's it? Well, we haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. How's the last couple of weeks been for you?
Slowly progressing. I was just trying to roll it back to, I think it was game week 4 I was last here, 2-3 weeks ago, where I played my wild card. I think we discussed that. We were on the week before I played my wild card. So I played my wild card in 4, and since then it has been consecutive or triple green arrows, culminating in last week, a rise of 1.5 million from 3.1 million to 1.6 million overall, with 61 points last week, which was a nice change of pace and a game week rank of in the top 300k. So I'm getting there, 1.6 million overall. So another 10 game weeks and I might, you know, breach that top 500k and then we'll really be cooking on gas. But yeah, I think everyone might have a few issues, and the people that haven't wildcarded yet might be in a better position than some of us idiots that have already panicked and used it. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the next couple of weeks go.
Yeah, it's I mean, yeah, your score, what did you say your score was? 61
last week.
So you scored 17 more points than I did.
And I have to admit, most of that came from Sarr in goal from Wolves with 14 points. What a hero. And Jimenez also getting on the end of Sarr's assist for his goal. I think everyone was struggling last week, and then Saturday for some people saved it. I mean, I went with Salah with captain over Ronaldo, which worked. I had Rafinha and I had Jota, and except for Jimenez and Sarr, the rest of my team was particularly poor. Shaw with 0, Tierney with 2, Robertson with 3, Eric Dier with 1, Mason Greenwood with 2, and Ronaldo with 2. So yeah, carried quite hard by Sarr and Jimenez on the Saturday. So hopefully that can continue with the above average scores and start to make my overall rank a little bit more respectable.
Hmm. Yeah. So yeah, the last second more pay goal on Monday night. It was as we were recording or finishing up recording. It took me from a nice, not a massive green arrow, but a nice green arrow. Well, any green arrow is nice, to be fair. to a 100k red arrow. It was a huge, huge difference in how my game week was going to go. So yeah, now sitting at around 500k, and with
what overall points are you on? Let's just, I want to work out the gap.
402 points.
So I'm 37 behind, and that makes it 1.1 million. Okay.
So 600k and 37 points.
Yeah.
I did see that still within like 50 points of the top 10k. I think it, that 100 to 500, 10k to 500k, like the gaps, like,
yeah,
like you have a couple of good, like, if you can go on a run of a few good weeks, then yeah, run a few good weeks and yeah, you push yourself right up there. It's just hard to see at the moment where those good weeks are going to come.
If Salah had scored one more against Brentford and everyone had captained Salah over Ronaldo, then you would have been looking at 22 plus bonus points. You probably would have got about 30 points with another goal. And, you know, if you'd captain him over Ronaldo, what's that, a 28-point swing? And that's most of that gap made up, isn't it? It's still so close at the moment. I mean, everyone's getting ahead of themselves, but I mean, we are only at game week 7, aren't we? So still loads of time left.
Loads of time. Right, let's crack on. So first things first, we have got our free hit challenge. Then we're going to have a look at our teams. Then if anyone does join, it's quiet tonight. I think everyone's watching the football. If we have some questions at the end, then we will take them. But I've got a feeling that with the events of what apparently may or may not have happened tonight, we might have a lot to talk about in what we plan with our teams coming up. So let's have a look at our free hit teams. It's the first week I haven't really paid much attention to the other person picking, so let's have a look at your one, and then you haven't seen mine at all. So talk us through your free hit, and yeah, who you've picked and why you picked them.
Yeah, so I think when we looked at this, obviously it's just a 1 week hit, but I think it's pretty obvious that everyone's favouring Chelsea this weekend defensively. I think a lot of people are talking that if they can wildcard into this week, they won one, if not two, Chelsea defensive assets. And for me, I wanted probably the one centre-back that I'm pretty sure is going to start, because we really don't know. And I've also gone with Mendy in goal. So Mendy and Rudiger are my first two players in that team. Next to them, I've gone with Rafael Varane. I think Man United are probably due a clean sheet, and after Villa dominated them last week, there'll be a response this week. And obviously, with Everton's injury issues, I still think Richarlison and Calvert-Lewin are out for Everton. So I think Varane against Rondon makes me a little bit more confident than Calvert-Lewin or Richarlison.
I'm worried about Everton. I think it's Decore that's going to be, like, if he turns up and plays how he has been doing, he's going to be keeping, because where he places himself, kind of just off, he's not an out and out 10, but he kind of drifts in and out between the lines of the defenders and midfielders, pulling people all over the place. And it'll be interesting, but I think it's going to be one of those games that Solskjaer plays the two holding midfielders. He'll go with McFred.
I was just about to ask you that. Do you think it'll be McFred, or do you think Pogba will drop back in now with, or do you think it'll be the same three that's been supporting Ronaldo? You don't think there's any space for Sancho still?
Yeah, I think at the moment, and they spoke about this briefly, and it was like probably the first time Michael Owen has actually said anything that actually made sense. And that's against the lesser sides, as it were, or teams that Solskjaer expects us to win. He'll play with just the one, which generally McTominay. He's the strongest out of the two. With Pogba as a number eight. And then Sancho, Greenwood, Ronaldo, and then Fernandes in the 10. But as against the sort of better teams, where they have that bit more attacking threat, he'll play the two holding with Pogba out left. And then I think it then only leaves one position for Greenwood or Sancho. Because he's not dropping Ronaldo, is he? Let's be honest. Or Bruno.
Or is he
going
to drop Bruno? No.
I think you said another thing to touch on. Bruno and Ronaldo seem to have started to build up a bit of an understanding. And people said that the two of them can't play with each other, and they're starting to look for each other, and you can see that there's something developing there. I think that's something to keep an eye on.
Definitely. I was most impressed. I know, obviously, we joke, and I was obviously very happy when Villa beat United last week, and it was one of the best games I've watched in a long time. But I don't see how Sancho gets into that team. Mason Greenwood, again, probably the second or third time I've watched him this season already. He's just unbelievable. And he had 6-7 shots against Villa, and on another day, he scores two, and it's a completely different game. But I don't see there's any way back in for in at all for Sancho at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if there wasn't Bruno or Ronaldo, everyone would be talking up Greenwood massively, and he's taking that role on the right hand side. I mean, and last night he played some of the game out on the left. Him and Sancho swapped over a couple of times, and he's just willing to take risks and really run at defenders. And on Saturday he was causing Matt Target some problems. I'll cause Matt Target some problems.
I was about to say, I think Matt Target's shadow causes Matt Target some problems.
I think there's still returns in him, because he likes to cut inside and have that pop that shot off from the corner of the box.
I hope there is. I've still got him in my fantasy team. I need some returns off him. That's what I was asking. I was looking to you for guidance to make sure Sancho wasn't starting on Saturday.
No, I don't think so. Not at the moment. I think it's to do with Pogba's form as well, where Pogba has been producing from wide left and getting. Oh, he's top of the assists table at the moment. So. I can't see Sancho coming in yet.
Do you think that continues with Marcus not being too far away, or do you think that will be the end of Pogba out on the left, and then Pogba will be resigned to playing further back? Or
I have not got a clue what the plan is when that happens. I'm hoping that. I mean, Rashford's only been in training for about a week, or just less than a week, and it's still individual training.
Right.
So he's not going to, I think, he's still a few weeks off being up to fitness to then join in with the team. And then I think Solskjaer might give him a couple of run-outs with the reserves the youth sides, and really, really just take it slow bringing him back, because he doesn't need to rush him back. It's not like before where United haven't had the quality up in the last third. All the quality is now. There was a time when we were talking about sort of the best players all being at the back like a couple of seasons ago, but now we've got all of this quality at the front, and I think the weakest player in the starting lineup, I'd argue, is either Fred, or if Fred doesn't play, then it's Wan-Bissaka, and that's saying something, really.
Yes, it's not bad, is it?
Anyway, back to your free hit team.
Yeah, sorry.
We segued there, so, yeah.
Yeah, so Mendy, Rudiger, Varane, and the last member of my defence is Connor Cody. I watched the Wolves game against Southampton last week, and I've always been impressed by Connor Cody, as much as it pains me to admit it as a Wolves player, but I like him, and I think he's the most sure-fired of that back 3/5 to play every week. And Newcastle are still missing Callum Wilson. And I think Wolves have maybe just turned that corner last week, and that was the result they needed. So I can see Wolves being on a decent run, and it wouldn't surprise me if we see another clean sheet from them this week. Moving into the midfield, we've already talked about him a little, so I'll start with Bruno again after... I'm not sure if that ball still hasn't landed from that penalty, but I think he'll be keen to make amends on Saturday. So I've gone with Bruno against, once again, a weakened Everton. The other three in midfield were slightly cheaper options to allow a more expensive attack. So I've gone with Sarr against Leeds because Leeds' defence looks like it's being held together with gaffer tape at the moment. And I think they could be easily exploited. Smith Rowe was brilliant against Tottenham and probably should have had more returns. And he's one that I'm really annoyed about. I had him from the start of FPL this season and moved off him from wildcard and probably moved away too quickly and didn't give him enough time because I think he's one that's, especially in this run now that Arsenal have got, is one that could really go off. And then my fourth midfielder is Rafinha against Watford. With no Bamford, Rafinha's really the go-to man with Leeds at the moment.
He's
so,
the danger man now, isn't he?
Yeah, and he seems to be playing 60 minutes every week and still getting a return. So if he plays 90 this week, he's bound to get one, or at least that's the thinking. And then the three up top, started with Jimenez, got his goal last week, and I was really happy to see him get his goal. One, because he's in my fantasy team, and two, because I generally think it's an incredible story what he's come back from. And I think he hasn't looked himself since he's come back. I think everyone's seen that. And I think it's been, was it 330 days without a goal? And he just needed, I think he needed that first one. And I think we're going to start to see the Jimenez pre that horrific injury.
I mean, it was very route one, but he had a lot of work to do before he put it in the net. It was brilliant.
And Sarr, the goalkeeper, gave him another one that he did exactly the same, and it was almost 2 or 3 minutes to go, and he was up against Salisu, I want to say, and he took it to the byline and was looking for Adama for the cutback and then eventually shot. So he could have had a second, and I think he just looked more lively than he had done the other couple of weeks. So I'm backing Jimenez for another return against Newcastle. Next is Aubameyang. Against a Brighton team that have been doing well, but I feel like there's a severe lack of pace in that Brighton back three. If you look at Duffy, Dunk, and is it going to be Webster, Veltman, one of those. And I think Arsenal will be on a high from last week. And I think Aubameyang might have just found his shooting boots again, because as much as we joke, and he probably shouldn't be a premium forward and he shouldn't be 9.9, but he's still a top-class striker, and I think there's goals in there for him. And then the obvious captain pick this week, I think the captain pick that everyone wants, everyone's trying to go with, and that's Lukaku against Southampton. My old mate from the Serie A, who's just going to keep scoring goals. And I said he was going to be the Golden Boot winner before the start of the season. That was before Ronaldo turned up, but I still think I might be right.
Cool. Right. Let's have a look at my team. Obviously, there's always going to be a few players that are the same. Right, so in goal, I've got Mendy, and I'm taking the gamble on Marcus Alonso to start for Chelsea.
Even with Chilwell back.
I'm wondering whether it's a case of, will Chilwell start this week, or will Marcus Alonso get another hour and then Chilwell comes on again, and then he has the international break, and then that's it, then Chilwell comes in. So I've gone with the gamble there. I mean, I've always got Williams against Burnley to come in.
I'll save you.
Interestingly enough, I've got two Burnley defenders. I've gone Tarkowski and Ben Mee against Norwich. Norwich at home, Burnley have got. I'm thinking that's four clean sheets, really. Norwich, worst attack in the league by a long way already. So, yeah.
Pookie party this week, then.
Yeah, there we go. Then I've got Sarr. You've given all the reasons why he's in form. He's against a Leeds side that's going to give him opportunities to get in behind. There's no reason not to. Benrahma. For the same reason, he's against the Brentford side that like to play very high up the pitch. He's going to get that space in behind. So I've gone with Benrahma. I've taken a gamble on Heung-min Son against Villa.
How dare
I think
you?
At some point, Spurs are going to click. Like, yeah, at
it's
some
not,
point.
Hopefully, it's not this week.
It might not be. It could be in May that they click when they're already yeah. relegated. But at some point, they're going to click. And yeah, Heung-min Son, I think at 10 million, he's decent value. It's just. If it wasn't a free hit team, I wouldn't have him in there. But no. He's in there. And then I've gone with Bukayo Saka as some Arsenal cover. Interesting. I thought about Aubameyang. I just don't trust him. Like last week, he's just looked so disinterested for Arsenal.
Yeah,
and you could just put that performance down to it being the North London derby.
Or it just being Arsenal not being crap.
Yeah, but well, you could no, because they've been all right the last two or three weeks.
Yeah.
And I think I'd want to see him do it at Brighton away and have another strong performance, and then I'd go, oh, he could be an option now at 9.9. But Bukayo Saka has been he's been. Quality and probably one of the most threatening players in that team since they've sort of come into form. So I'm going to stick with him. Interesting, I've got Emile Smith Rowe on my bench though because these teams are locked in. They cannot change. And I've got Antonio up front who looks like he's hobbled off this evening holding his groin.
I'm sure we can't change them because I've just seen Harry Kane scored a hat-trick in 30 minutes. Can I switch Aubameyang to Kane?
No. So I've got Antonio there. I'm hoping that they can massage his groin and get him out on the pitch on Sunday. I've also got Jamie Vardy, who's sort of quietly just come into some form, just notching up. He's not going crazy.
Five returns in six now, is it?
Yep. So, yeah, not going crazy or, like, getting the headlines or anything, but he's just picking up a return, picking up a return, picking up a return.
Yeah.
And against Palace,
I'd... scorer of the forwards. I'm just yep. looking at it behind Antonio.
Against Palace, I fancy him to possibly get a return again. And then I've got Lukaku up front as my captain as well. So yeah, I mean, at the moment, just to update
Leicester
on the
such a good run. Sorry, Leicester have got such a good run once they get clear of you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, oh, I haven't got the fixtures up here for Leicester.
Brentford, Arsenal, Leeds, Chelsea, but then Watford, Southampton, Villa, Newcastle takes them through to the middle of December.
Yeah,
Jesus.
But
he didn't. I think he did. What happened? I know Leicester lost tonight, but I don't think he played at all, did he, tonight, Vardy? So he should be fresh on the weekend.
Yeah, I'd imagine. I haven't had a look, but I'd imagine Iheanacho would have got a start.
It was Daka and Iheanacho, I want to say, but I think Vardy came on. But I know they lost in Poland. No, it wasn't Iheanacho, was he? Because he wasn't allowed in the country.
Oh, he wasn't allowed to travel, yeah.
Yeah, it was Perez and Daka. Yeah, Vardy only came on for 7 minutes.
Perez so getting pulled back from the darkest depths of the King Power changing rooms. Cool. So that's the free hit teams. I forgot to do the standings at the beginning. So last week I won 66-63, which ties it up on free all. With yourself and Sham leading by points scored. 37 points more in total. So hopefully I can pull it back.
Since he took back over.
Pardon?
It's gone to piss since Sham took over. Ridiculous.
Right, next up, Right, our teams. So you've already wildcarded a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
What? How?
I have.
How are you locked? Is this locked in for you?
No, absolutely not. So I've got two free transfers, which I was always rolling from last week, and my plan, if clear, was to drop Ronaldo down to Lukaku, which would have saved me another what is about almost a million. And I already had 1.1 million in the bank, so that would have given me 2 million. And I was looking at probably doing something like an Ayling all the way up to an Azpilicueta, which would have been a 1.5 million jump. And that would have left me still half a million and used my two transfers. And I think that would have put me in a better spot. But obviously, Rafinha has now lost his flag against him. Rafinha's been cleared fit for the weekend, so that's no longer a problem. My biggest problem is now Luke Ayling needs surgery, so that's a complete no-go.
So your
When I
team
looked
now
at
needs
Leeds's,
surgery.
yeah, exactly. And when you look at Leeds's fixtures of Watford, Southampton, Wolves, and Norwich in the next four, I know they've been poor defensively, but it's one that it's a real shame, and there's not really another standout option or one I would trust in that Leeds defence at the moment to come in, because I still think they're a good team. They're going to turn it around, and I was playing with the idea of maybe Firpo, and I'm just thinking it. With 1.1 million in the bank and he's 4.5 million, I can move him up to, Rudiger to him is 1.2 million, so I'm going to find 0.1 million of a saving with another transfer somewhere. So I think it just makes more sense to get out of Leeds when I can. Obviously, keep Rafinha for the attacking returns. And as I said, they've been poor defensively, so I am really undecided on my team. I'm really just trying to wait on a bit of Luke Shaw news. I'm hoping if Luke Shaw's just missing this week and then we got an international break and then he's back, then it might just be one that I have to take the price fall on that will happen tonight inevitably. And I was looking then to do Ayling up to Rudiger and then Jota probably down to Smith Rowe, which is a big saving. I think it's almost 2.5 million. So with the money I get in the bank, I would have 2.4 million still in the bank, and I think that's an excessive amount. But I think one of the Arsenal boys is probably the best bet midfield wise for the next couple of weeks, if it be Saka or Smith Rowe. So either way, I would have, north of 1.5 million in the bank going through the international break, which would allow me to have a big transfer out the other side. But as I said, I'm really, really unsure how I want to play it because no one on my bench really fills me with confidence at the moment.
Street, who the fuck is Street?
Oh, that's the main man from Crystal Palace here. It's Robert Street. He's a quality 4.5 million pound option. He's in 1.5% of teams. That was another consideration I was looking at before the Ayling red flag, was to actually keep the defence, probably play a three at the back. So if Shaw or Ayling didn't play, then Dier comes in and downgrade Jota to Smith Rowe gives me almost 3.5 million in the bank, and then move straight up to a Tony or someone like that and give myself a third playing forward. But I think now with Ayling definitely being out, and I think it's probably likely Luke Shaw misses Saturday, I think it might just be time that I've got to use my two free transfers on my defence. So that will be definitely one piece of Chelsea coverage, and I might even force a second one in. I think I can get, with the money in the bank, I can do Rudiger and Thiago Silva and be spot on for money at the moment. So it would, I think that it's a risky way to go. It would definitely be Rudiger now or one of the Chelsea defence. I could go all the way up to Azpilicueta. I could do Azpilicueta and Christiansen as well as another way of doing it. So I think Aspilicueta might be the better bet with Reece James out. I think Aspilicueta is more likely to play wing back unless we think Hudson-Odoi is going to come back in, but I don't really see that. So
I mean, here's something for you. Reece James and Luke Shaw have both been selected for England. They're both being released by their clubs to go and play for England during the international break.
I didn't realise Luke Shaw had. So that probably changes my mind a little bit. But
I was just thinking, as you were talking about Shaw, I was like, oh, I know Reece James got picked for England. Has Luke Shaw been selected? Because I couldn't remember. I just flicked over the England squad earlier, and my only thought about it was, how could they? Harry Kane's like, he's still in there, hanging on.
No, Danny Ings. No one fancy him. No,
well, he hasn't scored in longer than Harry Kane has.
Whoa! He's still got assists. Still got assists. Let's calm down about Danny Ings.
He's living off that bicycle kick.
Yeah, too right. So with that information, I think it will be back to kind of plan A then. That will be Ayling out, and I think Jota's probably the most at risk of rotation with Firmino now, and they've got Man City. It would be one of Jota or Greenwood, but I think I'd be happier with Greenwood against Everton than Jota against Man City. So Rudiger, and I think that would leave me a midfielder at 6.5 or less. And as I said, I quite like the Arsenal boys for a couple of weeks now. With Rafinha already in there, I think the only other one you'd maybe look at this point would be someone like Saar. So I think if that's the case, it'll be Ayling out, Rudiger in, Jota out, Smith Rowe in, I would think would probably be my best bet.
Yeah, I think I'd happily do that for a -4.
I've got two free transfers.
Oh, you got two frees. Oh, yeah, you'd definitely do it then.
And then it was just a case if I wanted to run the gauntlet of no Lukaku this week and Ronaldo. I don't know if Ronaldo down to Lukaku this week for a -4 is worth it.
I don't think so. I think there's potential. I think both of them got potential to return equally. Yeah. Between the two of them, so yeah, I think holding another week and then reassessing over the international break, I think that will be when you'd probably make that move then, so that you're moving Ronaldo into Lukaku, where Ronaldo's got Leicester and Lukaku's got Norwich. That's the time probably to do it.
Yeah. And then that would leave me, once again, I'd be up north of 2 million in the bank again. And, you know, you can start to maybe look at really chucking some assets into that back line after that, you know.
Well, you'd take a Shaw up to a Diaz or a Cancelo, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we spoke of those watching / listening, if you haven't listened to the pod on Monday, we had a really deep dive into the defensive stats of both Chelsea and Man City, and it came out with some interesting things. Whilst you were talking about your team, the chat's gone crazy. Shams in the chat on his way home from the hotel from watching the game at the bar. What's up? It's like 10 o'clock. So he's been kicked out. He's been kicked out of the bar for being too drunk. As usual, no idea what I'm doing with your team. You haven't ever got any idea what you're doing, full stop. Likely to do Ayling or Shaw to a Chelsea defender.
Everyone's going to make.
Leeds overtime in the chat. Evening. It's just saying Ayling isn't fit. Rafa is fit. And then said he has to go now. See you later. I've subbed. We'll be here for future streams. Keep up the grind. Cheers, Leeds overtime.
There you go.
Saqib, hey fellas. Evening, Saqib. Right, let's have a look at my team. And I've got some problems. So at the moment, it lines up as Gaeta in goal, Veltman, Soufal, Shaw with his flag, TAA with his flag, Traore, Salah, Benrahma, Sarr, Ronaldo, Antonio. I've got the captaincy on Antonio, but I've just refreshed the Premier League website and or FPL. I'm just waiting for Antonio just to go yellow, because there is a lot of talk about him hobbling off now. So, and I've got Bamford already on my bench as well. Now, if Antonio's all right, my plan is TAA to Rudiger.
Yeah.
And either it'll probably be Gray to Mount if he's fit.
Yeah, that's another doubt.
Or Bamford to Jimenez.
Or pull the wild card.
Or it's, I mean, if Antonio's out, then the wild card's been played. And
do you think
my Friday night is then sorted tomorrow?
Do you think, I know it's a crazy idea so early on, and I think it's the most overhyped chip ever. Do you not think it would be worth a free hit and then an international break to let the players that you've got injured come back?
I think it's very
different. Are we looking to wildcard? It's just another thought. Are we looking to wildcard soon anyway?
I was looking to wildcard in game week 15.
So we're 8 weeks ahead of plan, possibly.
Yes.
So would a free hit loading, you know, three Chelsea?
The upside of having that free hit for a blank game week later in the season.
But you could be, where everyone's going to struggle with a blank game week, mate. You might be the only one struggling this week. You end up with four players playing.
I mean, the wild card's there. I think I'd be saying goodbye to Ronaldo. I think, like, the wild card's there. That was a move that I was going to be making next week anyway, Ronaldo to Lukaku. So I'd be doing that. I'd have to get one City defender in. I'd probably get...
Yeah.
It'd probably be Diaz so that I can bench him.
Yeah, probably.
But I want one City... bench him. I want one City defender so that I've got two City defenders next week. Because then they've got their nice run of fixtures for the defenders. So
we're saying that if Antonio is even a doubt, we think the wild card will be played.
I think it has to be.
I think, yeah,
because,
I think
and Traore is not even a certainty to start.
Starter.
I don't think
he will start.
I don't think he starts either because it worked for them with not starting him.
So you
he's
could
more
be down
of an impact
to...
player, isn't he?
So you could be down to Gaeta, Kufal, Veltman, Salah, Benrahma, Sarr, Ronaldo, Gray.
And Gray, yeah. I'll stick Robert Sanchez up front.
One, two, three, four. You've got five that are more than likely not going to start, and Traore makes it six as an unlikely. So you're down to nine. Well, minus your goalkeeper, you could be down to eight players. Yeah.
It's horrible. Is it like... I think with COVID and everything, we forgot how bad injuries could be. And I think this year, it just seems to be... If a player goes over like a certain threshold of ownership, let's stick a flag on them.
And also, the thing I said at the start of the season was I wanted to have a stronger bench because of COVID. And now I look at mine and I've got Moussa Sissoko, Robert Street and I can't remember who the third.
Oh, interesting. Like here we go. Aaron so, Dyer. Sham and even Donna in the chat have said that they think it's just Twitter hype. He looked all right. Even Glastow didn't realise what was the score and was Mark Henry injured? Was it his third leg? I heard. Glastow saying just wild card. No, I don't want to just wild card. It has to be an emergency to wild card. And if there's no flag on Antonio, I can get out of this room -4.
Yeah.
Because it'll be TAA definitely to Rudiger and Gray to Mount or Bamford to someone.
I was just looking at some of the price rises towards everything. If you were to watch, there's some weird people that play FPL. I'm just putting it out there. Saka's due a price rise tonight, so Ramsdale. And then the next two closest to a price rise are Matty Cash and Douglas Luiz of Aston Villa. There you go.
I can only see that. I think it's Saka.
Yeah, Saka's due one tonight, and then Ramsdale's at 97.
And Odegaard's up there. Oh, 2 days. So Saturday night.
Yeah, Salah's at 95 going into Man City.
Yeah, a couple of days. He has to score against City.
But Douglas Luiz and Matty Cash are both north of 96%. That could happen by tomorrow.
Thing is, whatever I'm doing, I've got to make the move tonight on Trent because he goes down tonight.
Yeah, I'm presuming. I was just trying to... Why can't I find prices that are going to go down tonight? Why can't I do that?
You had to filter backwards, basically.
Yeah, I'm just looking. Buendia, Wilson, Bailey, Mount is supposedly going to go down tonight. Shaw, Trent, and Wayne Hennessy. No, can't be Wayne Hennessy. Hennessy from Burnley. God knows who that is. Is that Wayne Hennessy? Don't know. Yeah, so Shaw's going to go down tonight. I'm shocked Ayling. Or is Ayling already gone? I've probably missed that.
Yeah, Ayling's already. I think he went down during the week.
He's 4.5 still.
He went up to 4.6 earlier in the season.
Oh, okay.
Cool. After he scored. After game week one, he went up.
All right. Cool. I didn't have him. I wildcarded him in anyway. So
there we go. Sham's told me I have to wildcard.
I don't think you. I think even with a minus, I think you did get away with a minus eight this week.
A minus eight fixes it completely.
But then it doesn't. You're already worried about a bad game week, and then.
Yeah, and then, well, I have to get the returns in, and I think that's too much of a gamble. I think the wild card
this week just doesn't have the upside because anything happens over the international break and you've missed it. That's what made me think of the free hit.
Yeah. This early in the season to have used your free hit.
I think it's so overrated anyway. I think you can plan around I think the blank game weeks is going to be less of a problem this year anyway, and you can.
How's it going to be less of a problem? It's a normal year.
Yeah, it's a normal year. So we're going to have one, but it wasn't like COVID where there was just games getting chalked out left, right, and centre for outbreaks. You know, 2-3 days before. What if I have
treble Chelsea and the World Club Cup is like around the 10th to 15th of December?
Yeah, but it's a free hit.
And that doesn't get scheduled in till end of November.
Yeah, but it's a free hit. You're going back to this team.
And then there's COVID still about. Fuel crisis.
I just think,
Like,
I'm just thinking in 3 weeks,
weeks' time, coaches, airplanes, they might not be able to go anywhere. You'll have fucking...
Wild card ain't going to save you then if there's no football, is it? You've got wild card in the stewards.
You'll have CR7 like getting on a push bike.
For the Manchester Derby. Him and Rashford on the back on a tandem.
Like,
if you want to take a mind, I think the wild card this week is wild. Because you could go into the international break and you could come back with just as many injuries.
there's a lot of players. A lot of the South American players aren't traveling this time. The main reason most of them traveled last time and were selected last time was because main reason was because of the Brazil v Argentina game, and there's quite a few players that haven't been called up yet. I'll probably wild card. I think I'm going to be on a wild card, and so most of.
Do you want to hit the button live now?
My Friday evening.
No, do it now.
No, I'm going to spend the next, like, what are we at now? 20 past 10. I'll probably spend the next.
You can still hit the button now.
3 hours. I'll pretend to hit it. Here we go. There we go. I've hit the button.
Where would you think you would go? I know it's hard to say without looking, but would you want to front end Chelsea now?
I'd go Lukaku instead of Ronaldo.
Lukaku and what? One defensive? Would you?
One defensive. So it'd be Rudiger, Lukaku. So out of the team that's there now, I'd probably have Rudiger, Lukaku. Players that aren't there. Rudiger, Lukaku instead of TAA, Ronaldo. I probably have Rafinha in there instead of Sarr.
Yeah.
If Mount's fit, I'd probably have Mount instead of Traore.
Yeah.
I'd have one City for this week, but then it would be two next week, so I'd probably go Cancelo instead of Shaw.
Would you not be tempted by Man City mid? To be fair, if I was wildcarding that, I mean, it's just the wrong side of the international break.
The problem is, it's that City versus Liverpool fixture.
Yeah, if you were wildcarding after the international break, one man that I would be very, very tempted by now would be De Bruyne coming back. Because if he gets into that false nine.
But then you lose any way back of bringing in TAA.
I don't think not having TAA is as big a problem as people think. I don't have him at all. I know I'm not doing amazingly, but in the wild card since I've been with Robertson, and has TAA massively outscored him?
Last week had the haul.
I just don't think Trent's... Trent's got 35 points so far. I didn't realise he was that far ahead of Robertson with 12. But I mean, Robertson missed, what, 2-3 weeks because of Tsimikas and stuff like that. You know, if Robertson gets 2 clean sheets the 2 weeks now Trent's away, he's 5-10 points behind Trent. I don't think Trent's as essential as people make him out to be, but
yeah, I mean, the easy way out of it is to go Trent and Shaw to Chelsea. I just don't want 2 Chelsea for a -4.
Or you do 1 Chelsea, 1 Man City and just wear it this week for the Man City.
I'd prefer to bring in one defender and then either a midfielder or an attacker for the -4.
do you think you could do Trent to, say, the Chelsea defender this week, roll the dice on Shaw?
And Antonio, although we think actually Antonio might be all right.
So you roll the dice on Shaw and Gray comes in against Manchester United. Yeah, it's probably going to be a two-pointer, but the upside from Shaw is probably at the moment a clean sheet, maybe an attacking return, but are you really missing that much? And then after the break, then you've got then you could do a minus four for, you know, Ronaldo down to Lukaku. That gives you another million, which would then maybe allow you to do Soufal up to a Man City defender.
That was something along those lines is what I was thinking.
Because if you're not looking to wild cards through, when do we get our second wild card? 18, is it?
Yeah.
Halfway 19, 18, 19. So you're looking to wild card in
15,
which coincides with what in particular? The start of the Man United ridiculous run, isn't it?
So you've got, I mean, that week you've got United v Palace, City v Watford, Liverpool v Wolves, Everton Arsenal, Chelsea West Ham, Brentford Leeds, and Villa versus Leicester.
So from 15 is Man United and Man City's run right through December, isn't it?
Yeah, and Liverpool as well. Liverpool's run that from 15. Wolves, Villa, Newcastle, Spurs.
I wouldn't want to be steaming into Man City in December though with Champions League.
That's when it's pretty much stopped. It's pretty much stopped by December.
Pep will still be finding players that we didn't even know existed to play instead of the regulars in December.
He still won't be playing Zinchenko.
Yeah, or Mahrez. God knows what Mahrez has done as well. Yeah, so you're looking to steam really into Man United, City, Liverpool, and then a smattering of, I mean, if you take three from United, two from the other two, you're already at seven players, then you're just going to find the budget options to work around them. But do you not think, if you pulled it a little bit earlier, and do you not think you could start to negate your team around that, so that maybe a minus four once or twice between there and here and now would get you there?
That's the problem. It's the minus four here and now bit that I don't like. I was happy to take a hit this week and a hit next week, but if it meant...
So that's minus eight already.
Yeah. But if it meant in one of those weeks then taking a minus eight, then it's a wild card. Because if I'm losing 12 points, I might as well wild card. If I'm using it over a couple of weeks, if I'm losing 12 points, then it's a wild card.
Yeah, because I think that was kind of the point I got to far
a lot. And then if I take a minus eight this week and I'd lose players to injury during the international break, then I'll be going, why the fuck did I wild card?
Yeah, see, that was where I was at when I did mine. I had Martinez away with South America after the international break. Trent got his injury. Calvert-Lewin got his injury. Shaw had his problem. And Kane wasn't firing. So that's why I pulled mine, because I would have been on at least a minus eight to get rid of my three problems. So I think you're right that's kind of the mark that you need to be at. I don't think you need... I think wildcarding this week makes the... I think you... If anything, I wouldn't even take a hit.
You just roll the dice on it.
I just get rid of Trent. Trent's your only one that you know that's not going to play. And at least you've got and one Bamford. Guaranteed. Yeah, but Bamford's already on your bench. And Shimikas won't play. So you've got... Between Shaw and Antonio, really two doubts.
Trent to Rudiger, Gray to Rafinha.
What, and then bench Luke Shaw? Or just leave him in and
Bench Veltman. I'd bench Veltman. And then, like, if Luke Shaw doesn't start, he doesn't play.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd bench Veltman as my first bench.
And who have Crystal Palace got this week for Guy Eater?
Leicester. Leicester at home.
God, that's not a good fixture, is it?
I prefer Guy Eater's fixture. Sanchez has got Arsenal at home.
Yeah,
actually, hasn't Arsenal not won at the Amex for like 3 years? Probably.
Yeah, well, nil more pile where scores, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, Crystal Palace are now walking into Leicester, Arsenal and City in their next four with Guy Eater.
It'd probably be Sanchez, to be fair.
Yeah. I think the wild card this week is so risky because you could pull the trigger, get it so right this week, and then you could go through the international break and be so wrong on the other side again.
Yeah.
You've basically done a free hit. You've basically done a 1 week and you're trying to scramble again. Yeah. Unless you budgeted and you had three playing subs that you were happy with that would cover across if you needed them. If you wildcarded. I mean, if you were dropping Ronaldo down to Lukaku, there's already a million you saved. And with Bamford already on your bench and Gray, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to get three playing subs out, would it?
No. Something to think about.
Definitely.
For the next couple of hours for me.
I want to see the tweet when you've officially hit the button and panicked.
I think I'll work out a way of not wildcarding. It's gonna be me getting creative with my planner. Right. What have we got going on in the chat? Have we had any questions? I think most of them have been half the people going wild card, okay. And the others going don't wild card, don't do it.
You're just being peer pressured.
Yeah, that's essentially it. Donna,
don't wildcard, you're mad. Wait until game week 8. How will you get Trent back if you ditch him on wild cards?
If I ditch him on wild card, he'll come back at a later date. We spoke briefly the other day about the value of players. Oh, here we go. Players' value. And at the moment, for his price, he's not scoring the points that I'd want him for his price.
Trent at 7.5.
Yeah.
Trent Robertson at 7.
He's overpriced, basically. Like, I'm getting better value from the likes of Cancelo, Diaz, Pinnock. I'm getting huge value at Alonso, Rudiger, Van Dijk. I'm even getting better value for money.
I'm trying to see who's the top for value.
Cancelo out of everyone. This is only the top 10 scoring players, and doesn't include the data from Palace, Brighton's, because Morpay would probably be right up there in the forwards for value, because he was already at
right at the bottom
26.2. So you throw in and now. How many points did he score? Seven? Oh, no, and then he got three bonus. 10 points?
He got 9 against Palace.
So he's on 31. Gives him... 31 divided by 6.5.
It's less than 50 still in it.
So...
Cancelo's the most value for money pick, but no one wants him this week because they're playing Liverpool. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the reason we spoke about it briefly, and I think that I can get better value even like when I do want Liverpool cover by going over to Robertson for what is he, $500,000 less? Million less. Yeah,
and the way $500,000.
Yeah.
And the way, oh, wow, 0.6 of a million less because Trent's 7.6, but obviously on his way back down. I think that gap's always going to be $500,000 because I think Robertson's got to be due a haul soon now. 12 points so far this season's been particularly bad. So, yeah, I think, as I said, I'm more of in favour of Robertson. I think Robertson's upside's more while Trent's away, because he's probably going to be on set pieces.
Yeah. Cool. I don't think we have got many questions at all. Everyone else's teams are peachy. It's either that or in my team, we've just covered every issue that everyone else has. And we didn't give a answer as to what to do next, because, yeah, I'm still not sure. I'll probably be sure at...
when you hear about Luke Shaw.
It'll be like 9 o'clock. It'll be 9 o'clock Saturday morning.
When's the deadline? 11.
11 o'clock Saturday morning. But I've got some stuff to do Saturday morning before the deadline comes. By 9 o'clock, when I have to leave the house, I will know what I'm doing. Cool. So let's have a quick look at the mini league table. What position are you in the mini league at the moment?
Oh, I got.
I'm higher. See, I get to do this. Normally, I don't get to do this.
That was just rude. the FPL Happy Hour podcast mini league. I am exactly number 200.
Number 200. Wow.
Out of
200.
No, there's gonna be someone that joined later, surely. What I'm more annoyed about is the people that didn't play game week one that were already ahead of me. 200 out of 234. That's, you know, that's comfortable lower half mid table.
Lower half of the mid table. Cool. Right, let's have a quick look at the mini league table for those that are on the audio. In 10th, joint 9th, Joseph Soto and BS Ism. On 452 points, then joint eighth, Dara Cunningham and Ryan Campbell, or were they joint seventh? They'll be joint seventh on 455 points. Distrik on 456 points, then joint, so confusing with these joint places. Joint fourth, Rich Kirk, Paul Welsh on 457 points. Third, Jordan Liddell on 464. Second, Lewis Chambers on 468. And first, with her massive 74 points in the last game week, now on 473 points, is Deirdre Kane, who's also top of the big FPL mini league this week.
So Sham is no longer top 10.
Oh, he's nowhere near the top 10. No.
That lasted.
Cool. Right, that's it then. I'm sorry we couldn't help you with your decisions.
I'm sure you'll be tweeting. I will tweet next 24 hours.
The moment I've made up my mind whether I'm going to wildcard or not, I will tweet that I have pressed the button, or if I haven't pressed the button, or I will tweet what my planned moves are pre-press conference, and then I'll tweet what my actual moves are after the press conference. I think that I'll be locked into what I'm doing by 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, because I would have spent all day pondering it.
I'm going to wait for FPL Rockstar or someone else that's an insider to tell me if Luke Shaw's starting against Everton. I'm going right up to the deadline with an early press release for the Everton team, with the Man United team, hopefully.
Who got it right last week? Paddy Keogh got the Man United Paddy team Keogh sheet right last week. About 5 minutes before deadline. So right,
good man.
That'll be one to keep an eye out for.
Right. I'll be worried about Shaw, and then Greenwood won't start, so that'll just about finish me off.
Cool. For those watching and those in the chat, thanks for joining us. For those listening, thanks for listening again. You can find us on our YouTube channel or our podcast providers, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts. There's some other ones that I never remember the name of. Next week you're joining me again, because Sham is still away.
Monday, Monday?
It might not be Monday. It might be Tuesday. But
I think of course, it's international break,
so we'll probably pod midweek because we won't be live streaming. We'll probably pod some point in the middle of the week.
When are England playing? Let's pod during there because it'll be boring.
I quite like watching England play. We'll pod while Italy are playing. There we go. Maybe we can. That's what we can talk about next week. We'll just talk about the internationals.
It's the nation's final versus Spain. Can't pod during that.
Cool. Right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Good luck in game week 7, and we shall see you next week. See you later.
Cheers, guys.